Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Shvi's Daf Chuf Zayin, the Oiz Vader edition, Perek Revi, beginning of Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah in the bottom of Chavol and Beis, Sodesh is Kavtso Tizora Lemoiti Shvi's. A field that they took away the thorns from it, they cleaned out the thorns, even though it's something you're not allowed to do in Shemitah. But if someone did it, it's not considered to be actually working in the field. So therefore, they're not going there and he's allowed to enjoy the field after Shemitah. But Shinitaivo oi Shinidairo. Shinitaivo means it was plowed, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly the details. Oi Shinidairo, as we learned before, he put animals there to fertilize the field. Loi Sizor the Mortishvis. You can't use it in Mortishvis, you can't plant in Mortishvis, because this is considered to be a voida on the land itself, and that's something Rabbanan did not allow to enjoy, to benefit after Shemitah. Continues the Mishnah, Sode Shinitaivo. Sade that was plowed, Chamoy says you can't enjoy the fruits even on Shemitah. You're going to be goyz on this person not to enjoy it at all. On Shemitah itself, you could enjoy it. And as the before should bring over here, because in Shemitah, it's not considered to be his field. See, I ain't Adam oyser dover shayna shalai. A person cannot oyser something that doesn't belong to him. You're not allowed to enjoy fruits of Shemitah as a favor of the owner, meaning owning a favor to the owner, as if the owner is giving permission to the person to enjoy the fruits, and then he owes him a favor. That Bichama says you can't do that because it needs to be something which is hefker, and the hefker means it doesn't belong to anybody. Psil says, no, it's fine. You could have and you can eat the fruits of Shemitah and owe a favor to the owner. You have to turn it around. Says you can have eating fruits b'toiva. B'sila says you can't. Says the Gemara, Sode Shiskavtso. This is the quote from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tamun Hamim, in Bavel they said, Mishinit Lukotzea, Niskavtso means that the thorns were removed as we explained in the Mishnah. When you plowed the field, and by plowing it, they removed all the thorns. What's the next part of the Mishnah? Nitaivo means was plowed. So what does it mean plowing? If Kavtso is plowing, so what is Nitaivo? How is that different? So it was answered the Gemara, meaning Nitaivo means he plowed once. Nitaivo means he plowed it twice to make it even better and more prepared, and that's why they were goyzer on that. Says more of a kokin, and what's the reason that plowing one time is okay? It's not as bad. Says more of a barboin, tomon, eina, locho, eina, malchus, oinesis. Promocho, malchus, oinesis. Says over there, the pshat like this. There in Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to plow at all. On Shemitah, you're not supposed to plow. There's no reason to plow. But here, the Malchus is Oinesis. The king forces the Jews to plow their fields. So therefore, you're allowed to plow the field once, not twice. Says the Gemara Barishoino, originally, Kishahoyso Malchus Oinesis, when the king forced the people to plow the field, Hoy Rabbiani gave the Hoyro, Shiu Chorshim Charisho Rishoino, that he could plow one plow, and that's what the Gemara refers to over here, that the one plow is not as bad. Here's the Gemara Chosayim on base. I'm going to use over here the Girsa Reb Chaim uses. It's interesting to point out the Maharal Pulda has a completely different Girsa. Our Girsa is Chad Mishumot Hava Ovar. There was a Mishumot that was passing by. Chamisun Ramyon Kuvato. He sees that they're removing from the field the stones. Omaloin Ha'astu Shar Lechoin. Is this allowed to do? Mirdi Shar Lechoin. All they're allowed to do is to plow. Ramin Kovasa, but you're taking out stones, that's not part of the Heter. Meaning, even the Mishumah knew that Allah is a Shemitah, and he knew that all you're allowed to do in Shemitah is to plow, not to stake out the stones. Omar Yaakov Azadi, Komir Ravo, Loiken Omar Zahiro, Rabbi Yochanan Shem, Yanai, Rabbi Yomir, Rabbi Yochanan Shem, Shin Ben Yer Tzedek. He's building up from all this Mikairis, all these sources, that what's that din? The din is, the Nimnu Be'aliyas Beis Lavso. They got together and they agreed in this place, Bilud, in the city of Lud, Al Kol HaTorah, on every mitzvah of the Torah. Minayin Yom Al Goyi Li Yisrael La Vorel Achaz, we call mitzvah Samuiz Ba Torah. Anytime a goy tells a Jew he needs to be oiver aveiro, chutz avedazora gilor rayis v'shvichos domim, except the three cardinal sins, avedazora gilor rayis v'shvichos domim, yavar v'lo yarik, he should be oiver the aveiro, and he should not kill himself. Hadar the tema, that's all bein levin atzma, that's all between himself, meaning he's alone with the goy. Aval b'rabi, if it's in front of other people, v'lo mitzakaro lo yishmaloin, even the smallest mitzvah, he needs to kill himself and not to do the aveiro. Now what's a small mitzvah? Kegoi lulainus upapus ochiv, these two brothers, shenostu lehem mayim b'kleis chuchitzvah, they gave it to drink water in a colored glass cup, and that was something that the goyim used to do. V'lekibumim, they didn't agree, and they died for it. They were willing to kill themselves, not to do even a small aveiro. So what is it we're asking? Why by us, when the king said they have to plow the field, they allow him to plow and didn't tell him, don't plow, and if you die for it, you die for it. It's berabim, it's in front of other people. Omar loimiskaven meshamada techoin. He doesn't want Shema, he doesn't want Jews to stop keeping mitzvahs. That's not the intention of the king. For loiskaven elo migube arnoinin. All he's asking, he wants to get his taxes. That's why he wants the Jews to work. He doesn't care if they keep mitzvahs or not. So it's not for the intention of causing him to transgress a virus. That's why it's not something that one has to kill himself for. The Gemara says, "Kamei Rabim." How much is Rabim that you have to do in front of them? You a person has to kill himself if the goy is intending to cause him to be oyver al das. When the kisud amrin asar etzten chdiv nigdashti b'teich bnei Yisrael, the kedusha is b'teich bnei Yisrael. As the Gemara tells us in the Bavli, toich, there has to be 10 people, as we see it by the Meraglim. The Gemara now brings a similar discussion regarding another story. The Gemara really brings two stories and discusses the discussion we had before. The Gemara starts with Ravoino Zehiro, Chamnune Pori Chori Cham B'Shuvto. They see Ravoino Zehiro running or taking care of a donkey on Shabbos, and the reason is because the goy forced him to do it. Another story like that, Rabbi Yoiso, Hoiru in the Paskan Alocho, Mafi Le'arskin is B'Shuvto. That you can bake bread for the Moshe Lahir, for the mayor of the city, you can make it on Shabbos because he was forced to do it. So Gemara goes bring the same discussion we had before. I had a question in Abba. Like in Omar, I was a hero, Rabbi Yochanan Shem, Yadai, Rabbi Yochanan Shem, Shir, Min, Tzedek. Then we learn, Nino Be'aliyas, but he's Lav Sabalud. They made up in this location in Lud, Al Kol HaToy on the entire Torah Kulo, Minai Yoyim HaGoy Lisro La'avoy Al Kol HaChad Mikol Mitzamores B'Toyro, if the Goy tells Lisro to transgress an Aveiro, Chutz Min Avi Dezor, Gilo Rayaz Shukos Domi, except the three cardinal sins, Yavor V'lo Yorik, he should do the Aveiro and not be killed. Continues the Mordav Kavches, Hador Detein Be'in Levin Atzor, that's only if he's alone with the Goy. Ava Berabi, but if it's in the public, filo mitzakalo lo yishmaloi. Even a small mitzvah, you should not listen to him. Okay, going, lulainus upapus, achim, lulainus upapus, his brother, shenos lo emayim b'kliz chuchitzu, they gave him water in a colored cup, filo kib lehem, they didn't accept it, because it was a small aveir, and they wanted to be oiver al das, they wanted to cause him to transgress. So why over here we allow them to bake the bread for the moishel? So the more similar answer. Oma lo yiskaven, Mishamad etetun. It doesn't make a shema to cause him to transgress the Torah. All he wants is to have a hot bread. So that's what he's asking them to bake the bread on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Kamen Rabim, basically could continue the sugi the right before. Hamni Rabim, Rabon the Kisun, Hamni Asor, has to be 10. Tichti, Vinikdashti, Besoich, Ben Yisrael. That's the Pesach teaches you. The Kedush is B'Tech, Ben Yisrael, means at least 10 people. And that's when you have the requirement that for every aveira, if the intention of the goy is to cause a yid to not to keep the Torah, so a person needs to kill himself for every aveira if it's in front of Rabin. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shvi'is Daf Chof Zayin.